Welcome to On the Verge with Kara Bradley. Weekly blasts of no-hype advice and essential practices to settle down, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high-definition, high-voltage living. Hey, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me. I have a story to tell you today about something that happened to me yesterday, and it's been on my mind ever since. Well, actually, it's been like in the last 24 hours. It was an ongoing situation. Big situation in my garage. I heard this chirping the night before yesterday, and I couldn't tell where it was coming from, and I saw a mama bird who was trying to get out of my garage. So I opened up my garage door and let her out. Well, I didn't realize it was a mama until I heard more chirping, little chirping, and I knew there was a baby, but I couldn't see the baby. And so I was concerned with closing the garage door and keeping the baby inside and the mama outside. So I left the garage door open all night. Woke up the next morning, yesterday morning, and heard this chirping, continuous chirping in my garage. And I thought, oh, dear one, the garage door is open. It's open. It's wide open. And I saw the mama bird kind of jumping around my driveway, concerned still. And I thought, wow, they've been at it all night, as I would be, right? As any mother or parent would be, looking for their little baby. And so I just kept note all, you know, my office is in my mudroom, and it is right by the garage. So all day long, I kept hearing this continuous chirping, and I kept checking on the birdie. And I saw the bird down in my recycling bin, of all places, so I tipped it over and let the bird go right into the center of the garage. And I kept saying, look, the garage door, it's wide open. Go there. And it was obvious that this bird couldn't fly. It was trying to fly. Now, I wasn't sure if it was unable to fly or just learning to fly. It wasn't like a newborn, but it was a pretty small bird. And so I kept just speaking to it so dearly, so encouragingly, like, right there, it's right there. And I'd see the mother still jumping around on the driveway. And this went on, and the bird ended up flying down a rolled up carpet. I had to pick up my carpet, and I was very aware of not touching the bird because I understand that, you know, once you touch a baby bird, the mother won't go near it. So I just really wanted to keep my distance and not freak the bird out. And it continued all day. And every hour on the hour, I found myself going out to look at the bird, and it had found itself in the most precarious positions in my garage, as you can imagine, under the lawnmower, you know, on top of the chainsaw. It was everywhere in the middle of the garage, up on the rafters of the garage. And finally, I got the bird right along the edge of the garage, and it went out. And I had to go out. I had to go teach a class. And so the bird started hopping. It tried to fly, and it was hopping. And then it hopped its way under my car. I was like, oh, my God. Okay. So there I am on my knees looking under the car saying, come on, birdie, come on out. There's this big, wide open space. There's this wide open land, and your mom is right there waiting for you. And I got it out from under the car, and it went back in my garage. And here I am just flabbergasted. Like, can't you see? Can't you see freedom is right here? It's right here waiting for you. Everything you want, love, open space, food, worms, it's all just abundantly here waiting. But you keep creeping underneath my car and into this, you know, dirty garage. What are you doing? And so, again, I had to go teach, so at least it wasn't under the car because I didn't want to squish it. Left my garage door open and came back, and I didn't hear the chirping. Actually, I heard the chirping out in the woods. So I don't know if the bird had found its mama, but it wasn't in my garage, and it had found the open door by itself. And I smiled all day long just thinking of the hilariousness of how numb we are. all of us, right? There's this great quote, and I've posted it many, many times on Facebook, on social media, and the quote is, hint, the cage is not locked. And that that quote is by Nova Knutson. The cage is not locked, people. Our cages aren't locked, but yet we hide away in our minds, in our thoughts, in our grudges, in our comparisons and our judgments, in all the ways we think our life should be. And we forget to look out the garage door. We forget to realize that the door is wide open, and at any time we can just jump right out and see the abundance and the beauty and the glory and the freedom and the opportunities and the possibilities that are just waiting. But yet, even if we get a glimpse, and we do, right? We have these wondrous moments every single day of this aliveness, of this presence, of this glory. I'm choking on even saying it, because it brings up so much visceral energy for me when I even talk about it. Even when we feel it, oftentimes we don't trust, just like the bird didn't trust he was already free. And we run back into the garage. We run back into the cage where it's safe, where we cloak ourselves in our beliefs, in our genders, in our political opinions, in all the stuff that separates us. We run back in. What I recognized yesterday in myself is that I am a coach. I place that badge right on my chest. I'm a coach. What I desire to do and what I'm so passionate about doing is encouraging you, humans and birds, to see that the cage isn't locked, to turn your vision toward the opening, and to creep your way or fly right out the door, to catch the glimpses of the freedom. And even if you get caught back in the cage, and we all do, we all get gripped. I got gripped yesterday over something. I was like, wow, I can still really get gripped and tensed up like this. We will continue to find ourselves back in the garage or back in the cage. But I feel like what I desire, what I wake up every day wanting to do, is to coach people out of the cage, even if it's for a moment. And this is really what living on the verge is about. It's looking forward, looking for the opportunities, looking for the possibilities, looking for the paths to feel alive, looking for the ways to connect and create, looking for the grand opportunities to bust through every single block and just jump higher than you ever thought you could. So I am, and I will say it unabashedly, a motivational coach. I motivate. I was motivating that little birdie. I took it upon myself all day to preoccupy myself with helping this bird find the opening. And of course, I had these moments of, well, what if it just doesn't want to? You know, what if it can't see? What if it can't? Maybe it's safer in the garage. So I'm not trying to save the world. And I recognize that, you know, we're all at different places. But from my own being, and what drives me every day is to help, is to do whatever I can, in whatever way I can, to motivate you, to encourage you, to entice you, to inspire you, to look for the opening in every moment. So when you get stuck, when you feel stuck, and I've talked about it, being stuck, you're not stuck, getting out of patterns, jumping patterns. But when you feel like you're locked into that cage and there's no way out, recognize that there is. Leonard Cohen said, the crack in the wall, that's where the light gets in, right? Look for that crack in the wall, that's your opening. Take a few breaths and stabilize your mind. Stabilize your body. Settle yourself enough so that you can look around and see where the opening is, because it is. It's there. None of us are locked in the cage. One of the great things about practicing yoga, for instance, is that you deliberately put yourself in binds, right? We bind ourselves in yoga. We bind ourselves in physical poses and hold ourselves there so that we're physically bound, but we play with how to find ease of being, mental ease of being in a trap situation. And then we practice it over and over. And we all have opportunities like this. Right now, I'm in a bind. Where are you bound, actually? I'm just going to ask you that, and then I'll tell you where I'm bound. Where are you bound up in life? Is it in a relationship, in a work situation, in a physical situation? What's going on? Where are you bound? It's okay to just note it, right? I'm stuck here. I'm feeling locked up here. You know, this is where I'm bound up. This is where I'm feeling less than inspired. Right? Where I'm bound up right now is that my house is on the market. It's been on the market for 4 months. We've had some situations go on. There's reasons why it's been on the market for 4 months. There was some misrepresentation of something going on in my house. That's not the case. That really led people to fly away. But besides that, I feel very bound up in this house. I love it. I love my house, but I'm ready to move on. And so every day that this house stays on the market, I'm feeling a little bit bound. And so it's been an extraordinary practice to continue to see the door, to continue to step outside, to continue to look at the situation from different perspectives. One great perspective is my house is spanking clean. You could lick the floor. You know, so it is wonderful to live in such a clean environment, into such an uncluttered space. So that's a positive. That's an opening door. So if I can bask in that and just let the situation be, because it will sell. I know it's going to sell. There's going to be the right person who's going to come along and bang, it's going to be over, and I'm going to be out that door. So I can experience what it would feel like to have my house be sold right now. Right? I can experience myself literally outside my garage door right now. What would I feel like? What is it going to feel like when my house sells? Oh, I'm going to feel free. I'm going to feel lighter. It's going to feel exciting and fresh and new and exhilarating. So why not just feel that now? This is what it means to step outside and notice that there's a doorway. I can get outside of my situation. I can step outside of these circumstances and experience what it feels like to be on the other side of this, even before it happens. And when we do this in any situation, by practicing being at ease in circumstance, we can in any moment recognize that garage door is not closed, that there's a big wide open space, an abundant space for us to just mosey on out into and bask. So a couple of little tips and tricks to do this, besides the example I just gave you, is sky gazing. It's a primer practice I offer up both on the app and in my book. Sky gazing is an ancient practice of broadening your perspective, of opening your awareness, of moving outside of a closed mind and a closed situation or a closed heart into a more expansive way of living. So all you need do is find some sky. Find a piece of sky. And notice the sky. If you can get out into the horizon, better yet, it's why we We flee to the ocean. We flee to the mountaintops because looking at the sky from that expansive view, it opens us up. It helps us to feel bigger. It helps us to get out of our smallness and to embrace who we are, which is these expansive beings. Or you can just look out your window, you know, your office window, your windshield, anywhere. Give yourself at least a minute. Pause, set your timer on your phone, and just look at the sky. Look at the night sky. Look at the morning sky. Doing so will help you stay expansive. It will help you to recognize where there's that crack in the wall when you're feeling stuck. So there we are all. Maybe you'll never look at your garage door in the same way. That garage door can be opened. It is open. The cage is not locked. We are already free. We just get caught and trapped in our busyness, in our busy mind, in our belief systems, in our patterns, in our grudges, in our have-tos, and our shoulds. Have a wonderful day. Have an expansive day. Have a day filled with light and possibility and probability and openness and fearlessness and love. If you're feeling fired up from this episode, please share it with a friend and review this podcast on iTunes and Google Play and help me help more folks show up for their high definition, high voltage life.